Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Living a Life of Total Freedom. What does it mean to be free? Freedom is a powerful word because it can be used to describe so many aspects of our life. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, Jesus said that the truth would set us free. What exactly did Jesus mean by this statement? In our society today, many of us struggle through life making wrong choices, living with fear, being offended easily, and even comparing ourselves to other people. The truth that Jesus was talking about is the Word of God. Jesus has already set us free from those things, but we have to choose to believe and determine how we are going to live this life. God is ready to help you and give you the strength you need for every day. Now, here's Joyce with today's series, Living a Life of Total Freedom.
A life is not worth living if you're going to be in knots and upset and struggling with something all the time. Now, when I lean over the pulpit, that this is my motherly look. This is my very best. You know how your mom used to look at you? It was like, please don't just accept a life of just struggling and frustration and always trying to fix something that only God can fix. There's nothing worse than trying to do something that only God can do.
Amen.
And the bottom line is if God doesn't do it, you sure can't. Now, if God gives you something to do, do it. But the whole thing is when God does assign you something to do, He will give you the power of the Holy Spirit to do it. And so even then, it won't have to be a struggle. I work hard at what I do, but I do not struggle doing it. Not now. I used to years ago. If I wouldn't have got over the stress I felt, I would have been dead a long time ago. You need to enjoy your life. How many of you have been struggling with some other person? How many of you have kids that just drive you crazy? You know what? I had four kids that I thought, three of the four I thought would kill me. And I was sure they'd never be able to leave the house, that they could not take care of themselves, that they couldn't find anything that they belonged to them. My youngest son, who's now 36, I thought for sure I'd be taking care of him the rest of his life. It was so hard to get that kid through school. And now he's the CEO of our ministry. It is just so funny. And the one daughter that couldn't keep up with anything she owned, now I pay her myself personally to help me keep my life in order. Let me tell you something. You're worrying about stuff that you can't do anything about, and if you pray instead of worrying, you will be amazed at how God will take care of that stuff. Just listen to me. There's one thing about getting older, folks, you know more. And we all say, oh, if I could just be young again and know what I know now. Well, don't happen that way. But one of the things you can do is maybe share what you've learned with somebody else, and they maybe won't listen. I don't know, but you can try anyway. Hebrews 4:10 and 11, he who has once entered God's rest has ceased from the weariness and the pain of human labors. Wow. Just as God rested from those labors peculiarly his own. Let us therefore be zealous and exert ourselves and strive diligently to enter the rest of God. He's like, okay, if you're going to struggle with anything, do your very best to learn how to rest in God and experience it for yourself, so that no one may fall or perish by the same kind of unbelief and disobedience that they had in the wilderness. So, believing leads you into the rest of God. Believing means to be persuaded or to have confidence. Now, let me share something with you that I think is just beautiful. The word believe is such an important word in the Bible. And it's similar to faith, but they have a couple little different actions. You know, faith is something that God gives us. God gives to every man the measure of faith. And so we have faith. We have to choose to use it. But believing is something that we choose, and it involves a lot of our thinking. How we decide that we're going to look at things, and what am I going to believe about that situation? Just like believing the best of every person. When I was trying to get over that offense last week, one of the things I did was I said, God, I will choose to believe the best. Well, that was not something God downloaded into me. I chose to believe the best because His Word says that's what we're supposed to do. And I know that if I believe the worst of people and I'm suspicious, I'm going to be tormented. But if I believe the best, even if their intention was wrong, if I believe the best, I'm going to be happy. So you can do yourself a big favor tonight if you'll just decide that you're going to just tweak your believing just a little bit. I just want to give your believing a little adjustment tonight. Amen? Can anybody think of somewhere where your believing could just use a little... Just a little bit of an adjustment. Okay, now listen, the word believe is used in most frequently in the Gospels, and most frequently in the Gospel of John. Matthew uses the verb believe 10 times. Mark uses it 10 times. Luke uses it 9 times. And the Apostle John uses the word believe 99 times. 99 times. Now, interestingly enough, he's the one who was always fellowshipping with Jesus, hanging out with Jesus, had his head on Jesus' chest, called himself, said this in the book he wrote about himself, I am the disciple whom Jesus loves. Now, you talk about some bold confidence. Could you imagine if I put out a book like that? I mean, David had confidence too. He referred to himself all the time as the Lord's anointed. What would happen if I came out tonight and said, I am the Lord's anointed, the disciple whom Jesus loves? I mean, you would have all been ready to stone me and go home. But they had confidence. And you know where you get that kind of confidence? Fellowshipping with God. Hanging out with God, not trying to keep all the rules and regulations, but trusting Him to do something good through you. But Joyce, I have to try. I'm not telling you that there's not an effort that we put out, but there's a difference in a fleshly effort and an effort made in the Holy Spirit. And see, when you start to struggle or to feel frustrated, you might as well know right now you're into works of the flesh. You've left grace and you're into works of the flesh. Now you're trying to do it yourself. You're back into the I. 99 times. They couldn't even kill him. They tried to boil him in oil and they couldn't kill him. And that's a historical fact. They could not kill him. Now, interestingly enough, we usually in life, we hear more about the doers than we do the believers. Peter, and I'm not saying he wasn't a believer, he certainly was, but Peter was more of a doer. He's going to do it. And this is just my own opinion, don't have a scripture for it, but I think that John probably annoyed the daylights out of Peter. I mean, he's probably like, will you just do something? You know, I was always a doer, and Dave was more of a believer. And interestingly enough, you've probably heard a lot more about me than Dave, but I was the one that was struggling, and Dave was at rest and peace. Well, bless God, I have to take care of everything in this family. I was always running around trying to fix everything, and Dave is just believing God. Peter had the most dominant personality. I wrote this down. This is good. Peter had the most dominant personality, but John had the most intimate relationship. You got to be careful about those quiet ones. I'm telling you, just because you're loud and got something to say all the time don't mean you got something the little quiet guy doesn't have. He may have something going on between him and Jesus that you couldn't even possibly imagine. And I love this. Joy and peace are found in believing. Romans 15:13, may the God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith that the power of the Holy Spirit, that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound and be overflowing with hope. Well, let me close with just a few statements. What should you believe? What would I suggest to you that you believe? One, believe that God is good. All the time. God is good all the time. No matter what kind of lousy thing is going on in your life right now, God is good. And believe that it will ultimately work out. It'll work out. Your kids will grow up. More than likely, they're going to be okay. I can't say that nobody ever continues to have problems in their life, but all of mine have turned out really good. And I tell you what, I was sure wondering. Amen. Believe that God is greater than your problems and that with Him nothing is impossible. Believe that your breakthrough is going to manifest at any moment. Believe that you hear from God. Don't ever say again, I wish I could hear from God. Do not ever say that. You say, I hear from God. I am led by the Holy Spirit. Remember, you're going to get what you believe. Believe that God has heard your prayers and be expecting His answer. Just a few more. Believe that God's healing power is working in your body and that every day you're going to feel better and better in every way. Believe God gives you favor everywhere that you go. And that you don't have to work at being accepted by people. Let God give you favor. Believe that God is working in your life, in you, in your loved ones, and you are changing all the time and getting better and better and better. And the last thing I want to say is believe, believe, believe. Amen. Thank you. Okay, listen here for just a second. Just be seated and listen for just a second. You know, we've had such a good time, but there's one thing we need to do that's the most important. We really need to take a few quiet moments in here without people moving around and just give people an opportunity to receive Christ that have not done that yet. It's good to just make a statement of faith that you're tired of living a sinful life, you want to be a Christian, you're ready to make a commitment, you're ready to let go of that sin and receive Christ as your Savior. You can have a brand new life starting tonight. And I don't mean that all your problems are going to disappear when you walk out of this building. But I will say this, you'll never have to try to solve them on your own.
Thanks for listening. Start living a more peaceful life when you order today's offer, Prepare to Be Free package, which includes a 4-CD series, and Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits paperback book. This package is available now for a donation of $30 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Well, we live in an age where so many women believe their value comes from how they look or how many likes they get on social media. In my new book, I want to help you break free from the need to impress others and discover your worth and value in Christ. God didn't create you to imitate someone else. He created you to be authentically, uniquely you.
Authentically, uniquely you. Visit joycemeyer.org and order your copy today.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.